Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where we discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what we share on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. Today, I just wanted to spend just a quick moment with you just to talk about business for a quick second and to discuss specifically products and services that we offer and really getting down to the nitty-gritty here in terms of creating a product that we ourselves would actually buy. So what do I mean by this? We come up with a lot of different ideas and thoughts around what products and services that we think may make sense in the marketplace, but have we tested them with not only the customers who we have in mind, but actually our own selves? So case in point, for those who know, they know that I have a side business of printing t-shirts. And I have a rule that for t-shirts that are not custom made, that fall under the Positive Prints brand, my rule is I won't print anything that I won't wear personally myself. There may be a saying or there may be something that may be pretty interesting or popular, but if I personally wouldn't buy it for myself for that price with this color style, this look and feel, if I wouldn't buy it myself, then I actually won't even produce it. I believe strongly that I need to be one of the strongest advocates for my product that's out there. So I say all that to say, if you have an idea or if you have a business today, have you taken a step back to look at that product or that service and say, hey, would I actually buy my own product for this price with this style or the type of service or product that I provide? Would I buy it? So I would challenge each of us to really look at our products, look at the things that we offer to the community and look into the consumers and ask that question of ourselves. If you haven't, then you may want to spend some time reflecting on that personally. And then also going out into the market, sitting with the customers who you have identified as that target demographic and really seeing, okay, what are some of the challenges that they're up against, and do my products and services actually address the needs that they have out in the market, and would I actually consume this product if I was them? Does it have the features and benefits that will be appealing to me as a potential buyer? So again, I believe strongly that if I would not buy my own product, it's hard for me to be able to sell it or to be able to position it in a way that others would see value in purchasing that product. Now, there may be some products that it just don't make sense for an individual to consume, and you may have products that are geared towards business to business sort of transactions. And even in that sense, I would actually put myself in the lens of the person who may be buying it and say, okay, if I was them, would I buy this product given their certain specific circumstances? But this is really geared more towards those products that are business to consumer or those direct to consumer sort of products where you can really have a lot more empathy, so to speak, in terms of you being an individual consumer out in the marketplace. So again, I would challenge all of us, as I've challenged myself, to make sure that before I produce anything out in the market, I personally need to feel very confident in it and actually feel as though that I would wear this piece of apparel, in the case of Positive Prints, just as much as anyone else out there in the marketplace. So take some time, think about that. And I hope that this really quick podcast episode adds some value to your life. And as always, please share this podcast or this episode with anyone in your life who you see may see some value from any of the content that we produce. So until the next time, everyone, live long and prosper.